Welcome to your daily business news brief, October 20th, 2020. Business. ConocoPhillips, MCAP, $35 billion, net debt $7.5 billion, will acquire Conoco Resources, MCAP $9.3 billion, debt $4 billion, cash $320 million, a shale producer operating exclusively in the Permian Basin for $9.7 billion. Shares of both companies fell 3.2% on Monday. Procter & Gamble's MCAP $353 billion Q3 results came stronger than expected with revenue of $19.3 billion versus $18.4 billion for estimate, a 9% year-on-year increase, and earnings per share of 1.63 versus expectations of 1.42. VW Food, an Australian artificial meat maker, raised a $55 million Series B round led by Goldman Sachs, MCAP $71 billion, and Temasek. Pretium, MCAP $2.4 billion, and Aris Management, MCAP $6.4 billion, agreed to buy Front Yard Residential, MCAP $790 million, for $2.4 billion including debt, creating the second largest owner of single-family homes in the U.S. Tech. Intel, MCAP $232 billion, will sell its NAND business to a Korean SK Hynix, MCAP $51 billion, for $9 billion. Didi, a Chinese ride-hailing company, plans to IPO in Hong Kong at valuation of $60 billion. Nextdoor, a hyper-local social networking service for neighbors, is planning a $5 billion IPO. It raised its last round in September 2019 at a $2.1 billion valuation. Hyperscience, an AI company that uses automation to improve organizational working, raised the $80 million Series D round led by Tiger Global Management. Zest AI, an AI credit scoring company, raised $15 million in a venture round led by Insight Partners. Handshake, a service that connects employees with students, raised $80 million Series D round led by GGV Capital. LearnUpon, an e-learning solution for corporates, raised $56 million from Summit Partners. ShipUp, an Indian small business payment company, raised $23 million in a venture round led by Sequoia Capital India. Finance. UBS, MCAP $24 billion, reported the best Q3 profit in a decade, with net income rising 99% to $2 billion, above expectations. Goldman Sachs is set to pay $2 billion to Department of Justice for its role in Malaysia's 1MDB scandal. Markets. S&P fell 1.6% on Monday, Nasdaq fell 1.7%. Futures are up 0.3% today. Euro Stoxx 100 fell 0.3%, with energy stocks leading the decline. FTSE 100 fell 0.6% on Monday. Indices are down 0.3% and up 0.1% respectively today. CSI 300 closed 0.8% up. Nikkei fell 0.4%. Euro dollar rose to 1.1810. Pound dollar fell to 1.2912. Gold is little changed at 19.03. WTI unchanged at 40.70. US 10-year treasury yield rose to 0.78%. Thank you for listening. For today's news brief, visit patreon.com/morningmeeting.